Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The Neurobiology of Sex. I'm your host, Anna D'Antonio, and today we will be talking about the influence of sensory input on sexual behavior and the brain. Have you ever thought about the mating behavior of animals other than humans? Studies on primates and rodents are fairly prevalent, but what about other animals, such as bees? And how can we use our understanding of the mating behavior of bees, which seems so different from humans, to inform our understanding of human sexual behavior and neurobiology? Researchers Brand et al. Set out to characterize the mating behavior of the orchid bee in the study entitled Sexual Dimorphism in Visual and Olfactory Brain Centers in the Perfume-Collecting Orchid Bee, Euglossa dilemma. In order to understand the significance of the findings of this study, we must first look at the mating behavior of the orchid bee. Male orchid bees collect scents from the environment in order to create a perfume to attract females. Both male and female orchid bees must be able to recognize and process scents in order for mating to occur. Males are attracted both to individual scents as well as the blended scents in the perfume, while females are mainly attracted to the perfume blend. Sight is something that is also very important in the appetitive behavior of male orchid bees. Males expose the perfumes to females through hovering flights over perching sites. Additionally, males conduct patrolling flights as well as engage in jousting behaviors with other males. Therefore, the senses of olfaction and vision are very important to the mating behavior of orchid bees, and the importance of these senses differs depending on the sex of the bee. Scientists conducted their study by analyzing orchid bee brain structures in order to determine whether there are differences in brain regions that are responsible for olfaction and vision between male and female orchid bees, as well as between orchid bees and other non-perfume-collecting bees. What researchers found was that the sizes of brain regions and areas responsible for senses that are important in sexual behavior were larger. For instance, researchers found that in male orchid bees, their eye size and medulla size was enlarged. Since we know that sight is important for male orchid bee mating behavior, it follows that their eyes and the brain region responsible for vision would be larger when compared to females who don't require as much sight for mating. In terms of olfaction, researchers found that both males and females had similar volumes of their antennal lobes, which is the area most involved in the processing of smell. Since both males and females rely on smell to detect scents and interact with perfumes, it is reasonable to expect less of a sexually dimorphic difference in this regard. This is different from other species of insects, which typically present with more sexually dimorphic olfactory brain structures. Results from this paper suggest that the senses have the ability to play a significant role in mating and sexual behaviors, and that the significance of this can be seen on a neural level. While this paper focuses on orchid bees, it is possible and even likely that this pattern is generalizable to other species as well. When reading this paper, I was wondering how we might take a comparative approach to determine if these findings can translate to other species, such as humans. Since humans mate differently than orchid bees do, would we still see the same changes in human neurobiology that we do in orchid bees? Or would these changes be different? In order to begin to tackle this question, we must first identify the senses that are most important for human sexual motivation and mating behavior. Since the brain structures that were impacted in orchid bees were those that were primarily responsible for the senses involved in mating, it follows that the brain regions impacted in humans will be those that are most crucial for human sexual behavior to take place. But how are the senses involved in the sexual behavior of humans? I asked a couple peers about what they thought the most important sense for sexual behavior in humans is, and here is what they said.
I am going to guess that touch is the most important of our five senses for sex.
I think the most important sense that humans use for sexual behavior is touch.
I feel like the most important sense would be touch or sight. I feel like it's more, if I had to pick one, it would probably be sight.
The most important sense that humans use for sexual behavior is touch. Physical contact is essential for developing and furthering relationships, as well as making solid connections with others.
The majority of these responses indicated that touch is very important for sexual behavior in humans. Therefore, instead of regions responsible for smell and vision, like we see in orchid bees, regions responsible for touch are likely to be enlarged due to the relative importance of these areas in human sexual behavior. Can we also predict whether these findings would be sexually dimorphic in humans or if they are the same across males and females? We would need to determine whether one sex relies on a given sense more than the other. If this were the case, we could hypothesize that sexual dimorphism in the regions responsible for that sense is likely. I followed up with my peers to see if they thought there was a difference in the senses used by male and female humans for sexual behavior. Here is what they said.
I wonder if males employ more use of sight as well.
I'm not sure whether it's different for men and women.
I don't really think that this differs between males and females.
I do not believe this differs between males and females, as both males and females need this important sense to further their relationships with their significant other.
As you can tell, the responses for this question were more mixed. It seems as though the use of the senses by humans for sexual behavior isn't as obviously sexually dimorphic as it is for species like the orchid bee. This, paired with the fact that touch is a sense that is very important for many aspects of functioning outside of just sex, indicates that we are less likely to see sexual dimorphism in the human brain due to sensory modulation of sexual behavior. Don't forget to tune in next week when we will be discussing how neurotransmitters such as serotonin and dopamine influence sexual behavior. A special thank you goes out to everyone who helped make this episode possible, and thank you for listening.